This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Here we go, Katie.
She says they launched her as a storm was moving in.
Oh, my God.
Look at those clouds. Why she's so thankful this Thanksgiving.
Do you feel lucky to be alive today?
Plus, do Zoom meetings reveal too much personal information about you?
I see personal information all the time.
How family photos can expose you to scam artists.
To try and kind of break in, to snoop on you.
Then,
before you head to the airport this holiday,
how clean are America's airports in the middle of the pandemic?
We decided to put them to the test.
Inside the terminal, the bathroom stalls, the elevators. Wait till you see what Inside Edition uncovered.
The chair you're sitting in right now, let me show you something.
And tossing a baby into the pool to teach survival skills. Was she doing the right thing?
You're getting death threats.
Then, Freddy the dog. Where did he come from?
We just saw a dog in trouble. We just went and got it.
Plus, too much turkey?
These are all the things that don't fit me anymore.
Why tailors have never been busier.
It looks like you've gone from a small to a medium.
Do all of your outfits have to be altered due to the quarantine 15? Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this Thanksgiving. We're happy you're here. And we begin today with a woman who has a lot to be thankful for this holiday. She went on vacation and decided to go parasailing. As Lisa Guerrero reports, it was an adventure that came this close to costing her her life.
Here we go, Katie.
When Katie Malone launched into the air on a parasail, ominous storm clouds filled the sky. But she never imagined her rope would snap in the rough winds, leaving her drifting 1,000 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
Everything just broke loose, and I just started praying, just, you know, please don't let me be paralyzed, don't let me die.
The 31-year-old massage therapist from outside San Diego was violently tossed around for 45 minutes before crashing 2 miles away.
I had broke 11 bones total, so I had broke my skull, my jawbone, cheekbone.
She was medevaced from Mexico to San Diego, where doctors put her jaw back together with 14 screws.
Do you feel lucky to be alive today?
Very lucky to be alive. When I was spinning out of control coming down, I just didn't know if this was going to be it or not.
Parasailing horrors have happened before in Mexico, very often triggered by rough weather. In 2012, a gust of wind blew this 9-year-old into a building. He survived.
Well, I don't know if this is a good idea.
And when I investigated parasailing operations in Mexico, the crew sent me into the air as storm clouds loomed, a situation eerily reminiscent of what happened to Katie Malone.
Wow, and here comes the wind from the storm.
Look again at Katie's liftoff. There's dark storm clouds heading her way. A weather warning had been issued earlier that day, according to her attorney, Michael Winkleman.
Despite clear warnings in the area for severe weather, as well as just visually looking at the sky, they still went out, they still took Katie in the air, and they exposed her to what could have been fatal risk.
Today, Katie's mom is just happy her daughter is alive.
It was literally the worst thing I've ever been through my whole life.
Katie Malone has filed a lawsuit against the parasail company and the resort where they were operating. The resort has filed a motion to dismiss the case. The operator didn't return our calls. Has using Zoom during the pandemic put your security at risk? Privacy experts are concerned that people are inadvertently sharing personal information through things easily seen on the screen. But there are some ways you can keep yourself safe.
This Zoom reunion of the cast from The Office may seem like an innocent way to bring some much-needed cheer, but video conference calls like this are actually the perfect hunting ground for scam artists.
What we are revealing in these Zoom calls is potentially very dangerous.
Cybersecurity expert Teresa Payton says we aren't doing enough to protect our sensitive personal information as we work and socialize from our homes. For instance, in this CNN interview, the mayor of Atlanta may reveal more than she's comfortable with. A medical Q&A with Dr. Anthony Fauci shows he's a fan of baseball and Ohio State.
What are we revealing in all of these video calls that we're doing?
All of these things are just little clues that they can use, not just physically, but digitally, to try and kind of break in, to spy, to snoop on you. All I need to do is grab a screenshot of your video and just blow it up real quickly, free software, a few minutes, and I can actually get high resolution of all the information sitting right behind you.
So what should you be looking out for?
A lot of times people have their packages stacked up behind them, and all it takes is zooming in on the photograph to figure out somebody's home address.
Even a bouquet of flowers can cause you problems.
Flowers must be safe.
Flowers are not safe. What I've actually seen with flowers in the background, especially if it was a delivery, is the note is often sitting in the delivery. And so it tells things like, congratulations on the new baby, and who you're associated with that sent you the flowers. Again, the address and the name of the flower shop. So you're giving away your geography.
There are steps you can take so you don't become a criminal's next target. Sit in front of a blank wall or curtains, or use a virtual background offered by Zoom. Solid tips to protect your personal information while video chatting with friends and colleagues.
Zoom claims that every day, roughly 300 million people are in a meeting. Air travel slowly increasing here in America. A recent poll found that more than half of all Americans do plan on traveling this Thanksgiving weekend. Obviously, it's important to feel safe when you travel, and cleanliness is a big part of that. So how clean are airports? Les Trent recently went out and did a little testing.
Welcome to Terminal 4.
As the travel industry struggles to get back on its feet, airports all across the country are trying to make you feel safe. Here in New York at JFK International Airport, one of the busiest in the world, they've instituted enhanced cleaning practices to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, especially for high touch point areas like seating and rails and elevators. So we decided to put them to the test. We painted a harmless invisible ink on surfaces throughout the airport.
In a couple minutes, this will be dry and you won't see a thing.
The ink can only be seen with this special UV light. 3 days later, we returned. You'd think that after all that time, all the surfaces would have been cleaned. Well, we'll just see about that.
Surely after 3 days, this bathroom has got to be clean. In fact, look at it, still cleaning supplies sitting here. Let's check out this bathroom right here. We've got a light right here. Oh, look at that.
The handles on all five bathroom stalls were all still covered in invisible ink.
This is a touch point to get in and out right here.
We found the same situation inside this elevator at Terminal 4.
Oh, there, look at that.
After 3 days, the buttons had still not been wiped clean.
This is why a lot of people like to touch the elevator button with their elbow.
Next, we come to the seating area at gate B29. We painted our logo with invisible ink on 13 seats, and not a single seat was cleaned.
One there, uncleaned. Let's go over here, right there, right there. I think you get the picture now.
The Inside Edition logo was still everywhere we looked.
The chair you're sitting in right now, let me show you something.
And it doesn't take much to clean.
You have a wipe there?
Yep.
The ink is gone. It's as easy as that. We watched as cleaning crews swept and mopped the floor. They took out the trash, but no one bothered to wipe down any of the 32 armrests we marked. Obvious high-touch surfaces. Just look at all that ink.
Look how visible that is still after all these days.
We also sprayed our logo on the counter where you check in before boarding.
Watch this. There it is. One logo. Two. And three.
Considering what we found, if you plan on flying this holiday season, you might want to bring your own wipes.
The Port Authority of New York tells us they insist on the highest safety standards and say they'll undertake a thorough review of cleaning and disinfecting protocols. The company that operates at Terminal 4 at JFK says fluorescent markers aren't always indicators of whether cleaning took place. But they say they are implementing a program to verify that their cleaning processes are effective. They also say they're committed to ensuring the safety of customers. A mom who posted a video of her child's swim lesson says she ended up getting death threats. It's the way the child gets into the pool that has some folks upset.
This instructor tosses an 8-month-old baby right into the pool. A few seconds later, he surfaces and uses all his instincts to stay afloat. Onlookers cheer, but social media is aghast. All fun and games till he doesn't float back up. And little man's not swimming, he's fighting for his life. The boy's 3-year-old brother is also thrown into the pool head first. Seconds later, he pops up. Yeah. Mom Krista Meyer posted the videos because she wants to show how her sons, Oliver and Jace, were learning how to float in case they ever fall into a pool. Now she's getting death threats after the videos went viral.
You're getting death threats.
I push all of those aside. People are just ignorant.
Krista says what most people don't know is that both sons had months of swimming lessons before they were thrown into the pool. In this lesson, the instructor holds baby Oliver in the water, then flips him into a backwards somersault.
Weren't you frightened to see him tossed in like that? Would he raise up? Would he be okay?
I trust in the instructors. They don't keep them underwater for long. They don't try to get them to figure it out. They have, like, I think 3 to 4 seconds before they intervene.
The swim school tells us that this is a well-thought-out program appropriate for the child's age. The purpose is to ensure that a child who falls into the water will survive. Still, the method is controversial. Matt Harrigan, founder of Swimming LA Swim School, says he's against throwing any baby into the water.
From the video, what I could see is that, you know, the baby has arms kind of like this, almost like, it looks like it's in distress and scared.
This instructor and dad of two has a different approach to teaching children how to swim.
It's not about rushing to the finish line and trying to get the child as proficient as possible. It's about slowly building in, developing a love for the water.
I'm doing what I feel is best for my kids. I've done my own research.
Traditionally, swimming lessons usually start when babies are around 6 months old. They say every dog has its day. And now for a dog named Freddie, the best day of his life could have been the last day of his life. He was about to drown in a lake. Then some Good Samaritans spotted him with binoculars, and it gets even better after that.
A dog treading water, struggling to stay afloat.
I told my husband, we have to go and rescue this dog. It's in the middle of the lake.
Rebecca Champ and her husband, Quentin, jumped into their boat on Lake Houston in Texas.
And so when we motored up to it, it started swimming away. So then I said, okay, you got to take over. And I'm going to have to go in and get it.
So Quentin stripped to his boxer briefs and dove in. Just in the nick of time. No one knows how long the lab mix had been treading water, but he looked exhausted.
The poor thing was shivering and scared.
The Champ family named him Freddie, then told all their friends on social media what had happened.
Showed my wife the text message and said, look at that, Quentin found a dog in the middle of Lake Houston.
I just felt so sorry for that dog. I knew we could give him a good home.
It was love at first sight. Now, Freddie has a forever home, thanks to the heroic efforts of one family and the kindness of another.
We just saw a dog in trouble. We love dogs.
Yeah.
We just went and got it.
The Champs say there's no way Freddie swam out there on his own. They're pretty sure someone dropped him overboard. A lot of businesses are hurting during the pandemic, but here's a growth industry. Alterations. Tailors and seamstresses are really busy right now, thanks to the so-called Quarantine 15.
Seamstress Sharon Williams is working overtime, altering clothes for people who have fallen victim to the dreaded Quarantine 15.
It's helped my business quite a bit.
I don't know my size anymore.
17-year-old cheerleader Camille Quesada used to work out 2 to 3 hours every day.
I started quarantine with a strict diet, a strict routine, waking up at 9 every day and doing some yard work. And, you know, over time, you know, obviously it gets harder and harder to stay motivated.
She also relaxed on her diet.
Now I wake up and I have a serving of maybe a Twinkie.
So these are all the things that don't fit me anymore.
So to get them to fit again, she's bringing her clothes to Sharon.
Hi, Camille.
Hey.
Who moved her custom alterations business to her garage at home in Los Angeles when her store shut down due to the pandemic.
Okay, Camille, looking at your measurements, it looks like you've gone from a small to a medium.
Sharon gets to work, so Camille will have clothes that fit again. Take that, quarantine 15.
Miss Williams is probably going to get more calls from people who've eaten too much turkey this weekend. We'll be back with more Inside Edition right after this.
Next.
Let's do this!
You've seen the commercial. The socks that fit so snugly, even a pickup truck can't slip them off.
Super comfy, and they stay on no matter what you're doing.
We're putting the sock to the test. 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Then,
a very thankful brother.
You want to be my best man?
Plus, turkey see, turkey do. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Get ready for some copycat turkeys just in time for Thanksgiving.
This guy knows how to talk turkey. They sure do have a lot to talk about this Thanksgiving.
And they're probably happy they're not Thanksgiving dinner. You have probably seen the commercial, the socks that stay on even when pulled by a pickup truck. Well, Stephen Fabian did a test to find out if the product would really work or if it would, well, knock his socks off.
It's the wacky commercial for Invisisocks, the socks that fit so well they won't slip off, even when being pulled by a pickup truck.
Super comfy, and they stay on no matter what you're doing.
It seems impossible, but look what the company says on the bottom of the screen. Actually being pulled by his socks.
We completely reinvented the gel heel grip.
They credit the material and the design with keeping the socks from sliding off.
So will the socks stay on just like the commercial? We're putting the sock to the test.
We enlisted the help of experts with impeccable credentials. Princeton University engineering professor Craig Arnold and stuntman Bob Cotter.
This is not going to come off of here.
Guys ready?
We set up everything as it appeared in the commercial. Then it was go time.
3, 2, 1. Let's go. It came right off.
It was nothing like the commercial.
Let's go!
Just to make sure, we tried it 3 more times. The results were the same.
They slip right off.
How similar was our setup to the way they did it in the commercial?
We watched the commercial over and over and over again, and from what we saw, we did it identical to the way that they did it.
Scientifically, why did this fail?
Well, I think it failed because socks are not designed to pull people from the back of vehicles. When you think about it, you gotta get your socks off at the end of the day.
The company that makes the socks didn't return our request for comment. We'll be back after this.
Still to come.
A very thankful brother.
You wanna be my best man?
We hope you've been wearing your mask. And if you have been wearing it, you've probably noticed something called mask mouth. Well, there are ways to get rid of it.
Is there a potential problem lurking under your mask? Real estate manager Jennifer Verbecki wears a mask all day.
My breath stinks.
She's not the only one.
Everybody's complaining about their bad breath.
Dentists say they are getting overwhelmed with patients complaining about what's being called mask mouth.
I'm seeing plaque accumulation.
We're seeing a lot of people with more inflammation, more cavities, more gum disease.
It's due to dry mouth, which happens when we try to get more air through a mask by breathing with our mouth instead of our nose.
It's hot. I feel so much better. I do feel like I have bad breath.
If you smell your own breath, that means there's bacteria in your mouth, and that's a problem. We all have a normal bacteria in the mouth, which acts with our saliva, which bathes our teeth. So with the lack of saliva, more of this gooey plaque is sticking to the teeth, causing the bad breath.
So what can you do to avoid mask mouth? First, brush thoroughly. Then use a scraper like this to remove bacteria on the tongue.
That's disgusting. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth.
But the number one tip, drink plenty of water. Mask mouth, be gone.
And whatever you do, wear your mask. Remember, the World Health Organization says wearing masks can prevent the spread of COVID-19 by more than 80%. When we come back, the best brother ever. Finally today, a lot of brothers sometimes have fights, but this is a look at brotherly love.
What is that?
This groom-to-be has a wonderful surprise for his kid brother who has Down syndrome. It's hidden in a message in the bottle. The message inside asks him to be the best man at the upcoming wedding.
So will you please say yes to be my best man? That will.
What? You want to be my best man?
You bet he does.
As one person on YouTube commented, that is what love looks like. And we hope that you have love and gratefulness in your family and in your heart this Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. Have a healthy holiday. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.